least.
All right, we're going to begin the public hearing portion of the meeting, which begins at 7 o'clock. Basically, we only really have a short agenda tonight, but I guess I want to start with the announcement of the committee members. Everybody is present, but we'll start. We have a program that's called Youth and Governance, and started out about 5 years ago as a pilot program. I think we were the first municipality, county, in the state to do it, and it's been extremely successful. We actually now interview, and we have to pare it down, and these two young people were chosen for this committee, and if they introduce themselves, we'll work our way this way.
My name is Eddie Carando. I'm a junior at Pistocia Central High School, and this is my first year in
governance. I'm Mary Artek. I'm a senior at Pistocia Central High School. This is my second round on youth governance, but first year on this.
I'm Mike Gable, supervisor, District 4, which is the north side of Kenosha.
Erin Decker, County Board Supervisor, District 22.
Doug Noble, County Supervisor, District 17, in Pleasant Prairie, representing a third of Pleasant Prairie.
I'm Mike Skolitsky, County Supervisor for District 19, which we're sitting in the middle of.
I'm Supervisor Greg Retzlaw, represent District 15, which is almost all Summers.
Okay. The way the program works, the public hearing works, is we have an agenda item that Andy will read into the record. And then I will ask the petitioner to come forward by the microphone and explain what they are requesting and be available then for any questions from the members of the committee or the members of the youth and governance. Ask the committee, after the committee asks the questions, and I'll ask if there's anybody in the public, and I have to ask even though there isn't anybody here, if they want to speak in favor of the petition, I will ask twice, and then I will ask if there's anybody in the public that will speak against. And then Andy will read the town recommendation.
Hi, I'm Andy Buehler, Director of Planning Operations for Kenosha County. Tonight, for item number 5, is the zoning request of Thomas D. and Teresa M. Murphy in Salem, 8741 Fox River Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Jeremy Campy, 8851 Fox River Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, requesting a rezoning from R1 Rural Residential District to R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District. I'm part of tax parcel number 654-120-182-1114 in the town of Salem. And we have the map that we can look at. You can see the property outlined in yellow is owned by Mr. Murphy, and the area in green is an area that is being requested to be rezoned from the current R1 for his property to R2 for a transfer to the property to the south. And Mr. Murphy, you want to come up and explain that. Also, for this meeting today, the items were posted in the Kenosha News at the Class 2 notice, and they were posted on August 28, 2014, and September 2nd, 2014. Thanks. If you want to have a seat, and then just press the button and explain.
Sure. I'm Tom Murphy. My wife and I live at 8741 Fox River Road. We have lived there for 16 years, and to the south of our property, which is about 6.5 acres, is Jeremy DeCampi. And when we bought the property and had the house built, when you look at boundary lines, you say, well, your property runs down to the tree line. Well, that was good enough for me. We went to the tree line, and we could see an old wire fence about halfway. The tree line's maybe 60 feet wide. So we saw an old wire fence in there. We said, okay, that must be where the boundary is. I never really thought much about it. Now I'm getting ready to retire, and so we're going to put the house up for sale. So I had the property surveyed, and because I wanted to know exactly where the property line was. Lo and behold, when the surveyor gets to the south end of the property, he keeps going and going and going, and he ends up cutting across Jeremy's driveway. I think his wife was on the porch. She almost fell off the porch when she saw that this surveyor was coming across onto their property. So we said, how can this possibly be? Because his, you know, his lot lines and my lot lines, the numbers were different. And the explanation we got from the surveyor was that current technology using GPS and transits and everything is much more accurate than the way they used to survey property 50 years ago. And so that was the explanation we were given. Technologically, the survey of my property was the most accurate, and Jeremy's was not that accurate. So being a good neighbor, we got together. What can we do about this? So we, I think Jeremy got a hold of Ben in the planning department, and we got a hold of the surveyor who originally surveyed it, and they said, well, Mr. Murphy, since you own more than 5 acres, what's typically can be done is called a lot line adjustment. I'm R1, I own 6.5 acres. As long as I stay above 5, you can do a lot line adjustment. So the tree line makes a natural boundary. So I said, okay, how about if we resurvey it, and we give Jeremy from the tree line south, and I keep everything north of the tree line. And that's, you know, the green area there adds up to 0.66 acres. So that's the parcel, 0.66 acres. I want to transfer off of my property, which is R1, to Jeremy's property, which is R2. And that's pretty much the, you know, what we're doing is we want to give him that land. He needs a little bit bigger lot, I think. This would, for all these years, we've acted as if this was sort of, this tree line was both of ours. And so what we want to do is we want to, you know, transfer 0.66 acres from our property to him.
Okay, because I have the Google here, so you can kind of see the tree line here that he's talking about closer up.
Yeah, that's the tree line right there.
So, questions from the committee? So you're just transferring, or you're not having...
No, I'm transferring for the sum of $1,000.
Oh, okay. Because there's been...
And we agreed on what would make sense, and we said, okay, I'll sell it to you for $1,000, Jerry.
Yeah.
And he was good with that number, and we're good with that number.
Okay.
And those lines, I have that planted in Wisconsin tall grass prairie. If you ever drove by it now, you see the blue stem is about 6 feet tall. But those little squigglies, as I cut a path through the prairie so that you can walk through it. That's, you know, no aliens. Those are my paths through the prairie.
Questions? If not, I'll ask for anybody in the public to speak. Anybody in the position? Seeing none, is anybody here against the position? Petition? Anybody against or opposed? Seeing none, do we have a recommendation from the town?
We do. We have approval from the town. At their town board meeting on September 8th, 2014, it was unanimous.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skoliski to approve the rezoning. Any questions?
I just have one.
Supervisor Ritzler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Isn't it assumed after a certain amount of time that that would be his property, in which it's not necessarily...
My understanding is, in that situation, was at first possession, is that if he is actively utilizing the land and can prove that he's been doing so for, depending on how it is, it could be 21 years. You'd have to show that.
Okay.
And you do have to go to the courts to do that.
Yeah. Probably cost more than $1,000. Any other questions? All right. Vote, youth and governance.
Aye.
And members of the committee, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
you very much.
Good luck.
Thanks for being good neighbors.
What are you going to do with the $1,000? Party with it? Or you
what? He's going to his retirement.
He's going to buy you some beer for it or something?
We then have item number 6, which is a comprehensive plan amendment for Krista Joanne Reck of Summers. And then item number 7, which is zoning with Krista Joanne Reck of Summers, being that this item was not able to get before the town in time for their town board meeting due to the 30-day notice that they have to submit. There was a little overlap, and so they weren't able to make it on the meeting at the town. So it would be held off there until their meeting in October. As a result, we would ask this committee to table it until the October meeting.
I make a motion to table number 6 and 7.
Second. Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Goble to table items 6 and 7 until it's taken off the table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So then we have no certified surveys?
No certified surveys.
Approval of the minutes?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion to approve the minutes by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Goble. All those in favor of approving the minutes, youth and governance?
Aye.
No.
And members of the committee in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Citizens'
yes.
Comments, there are no citizens. Any other business allowed by law?
Just let the committee know that in October there are 2 new items that will be hearing a CUP and a rezone. And then we also will be having these 2 tabled items for the committee. The other item that we would like to have before the committee is C1 wetland rezone. We have a piece of property in Salem where they are working on the wetland delineation, and as our ordinance states, is that we would take those at no charge to rezone the land appropriately for how it's been delineated. And so I'm just informing the committee that we have that for you, because it is one that's actually sponsored by the committee. It's by Robert and Diane Wade here.
Okay.
Besides that, I have nothing. The other item is you have before you is the schedule for 2015. Not really any surprise, where it's the second Wednesday of the month. And so that's the schedule for 2015. And also from your meeting before, we'll be presenting the budget at 5:30 at the meeting in October.
Okay. Anybody else have anything?
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to ask the director here if he could summarize the 2 items that were tabled just tonight in general. What exactly are we seeking?
Regarding the Ruck property?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a comprehensive plan change in the rezone based on the fact that the property was a place where they made candy. And the people that want to buy the property want to do indoor fish farm. And so the zoning isn't proper to comp plan. It didn't recognize that because it was the candy maker that was recognized.
And I'm assuming it's not fish candy?
It's not fish
candy.
Swedish fish.
Swedish fish. Okay, so that's what that
is.
Where is that?
Up on KR, just a little bit.
Right,
I have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Will the Summers incorporation, assuming that happens, affect anything in the future? That,
no, that's original. Just like the lights.
I mean, it would just eliminate some of the things. If Summers just. If Summers is incorporated, then we're out there. We wouldn't be. If they're incorporated, we wouldn't be looking at these 2 things. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. That's why.
Unless they contracted with us to do their planning and development.
That's right.
They do They have shown interest if that's what they wanted to do, but the item still would not come before this committee. The item would go and stay at the town. We would be servicing them at their village meeting.
What's your opinion on that? Is that something we should do or pursue or not pursue, or what's your opinion?
Exactly, what's the question?
Having us...
Yeah, I was unclear myself.
Having us keep it. Or provide that service, whatever it is, instead of not doing it.
From our department and from the county, our interest is that we would want to continue to provide service. One is that they don't have the means to be able to do so. They don't have the technical means to do so either, or the support staff. And we do, and we would like to continue, and they would like for us to continue.
So that's where it sits right now, is that's they are planning on us keeping.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
And Andy, level of interest, who's that voice from? Town administrator?
That's correct.
Okay. Bill Morris.
I agree, they don't need to bring on staff, they have the money.
Oh. Okay, any other business?
Motion to adjourn.
Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Goble. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Oppose?
No.
You had another question?
No.